You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Former bureaucrats Sukhbir Sandhu and Gyanesh Kumar have been selected as new election commissioners by Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led selection committee, said Congress leader Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary on Thursday. Chaudhary, who is an opposition member in the panel, however, registered his dissent and questioned the selection process, alleging the shortlisted names of officers were not made available to him in advance. Addressing reporters at his residence soon after the meeting ended, he said six names came up before the panel for the selection of the two election commissioners and the names of Balbir Sandhu and Gyanesh. A high-level committee headed by former President Ram Nath Kovind on Thursday submitted its report on the feasibility of holding simultaneous elections for Lok Sabha, state assemblies and local bodies, also known as One Nation, One Election, across the country. The panel submitted the report, comprising 18,626 pages, to President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan, a statement said. The report is an outcome of extensive consultations with stakeholders, experts and research work of 191 days since its constitution on 2 September 2023, it added. The Supreme Court on Thursday pulled up the Ajit Pawar camp over the alleged use of National Congress Party, NCP, founder Sharad Pawar's name and pictures for campaigning. A bench comprising Justices Surya Kant and K.V. Viswanathan directed the Ajit Pawar faction to file a response by Saturday, questioning the rationale behind the continued use of Sharad Pawar's image despite their split. "You are a different political party now. You have chosen not to be with him. So why use his picture? Go with your own identity now," the bench said. Union INB Minister Anurag Thakur said that 18 OTT platforms have been blocked for obscene and vulgar content after multiple warnings. Additionally, 19 websites, 10 apps, 7 on Google Play Store, 3 on Apple App Store, 57 social media handles of the OTT platforms have also been blocked nationwide. The ministry said that one of the OTT apps had more than 1 crore downloads, while two others had over 50 lakh downloads on Google Play Store. YouTube has blocked access to a 45-minute report that appeared in Canada's government-funded broadcaster CBC on Friday and focused on the killing of pro Khalistan figure Hardeep Singh Nijjar in Surrey, British Columbia, on 18 June last year. The report was aired on the program, The Fifth Estate, and also included a lengthy interview with the separatist Group 6 for Justice General Counsel Gurpatwant Singh Pannun. CBC reported on Wednesday that it had been informed by YouTube that it had received an order from India's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology to block access to the video of the story from its website, and the content was subsequently blocked from view in India.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.